LeBron to me is probably Messi is the most famous athlete in the world.
Yeah, Ronaldo would be in there too, obviously. But yeah, no, LeBron, household name, and he's lighting up Hollywood already. He's out for dinner last night with Al Pacino and Leonardo DiCaprio. Wonder if our next guest got the invite and just flushed it. Said, not interested in your dinner.
I'm busy.
Summer League just wrapped up. I got bigger and better things to do. He was a former staff member of Dwayne Casey's here in Toronto. Now he's an assistant coach with the Lakers. Here is Jesse Mermis. How you doing, Jesse?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Did you get the invite to that dinner last night with LeBron and Pacino and DiCaprio or what?
No, I did not.
That's a shame.
I'd be terrified to go. I'd be terrified to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to be at that table.
Oh, I disagree, man.
I'm a grinder. I need to be. I need to be working while that dinner's going on.
Well, I mean, I guess people have this perception that you bring LeBron onto your team and there's no more work left to be done because all he does is win, and immediately he's going to morph the Lakers into a team that can compete with Golden State. Obviously, you look at it quite differently. I mean, what kind of work do you guys feel like you still have to put in here with the Lakers?
Yeah, no, we have, I would say that perception is completely off. You know, when you get, obviously, the caliber of player of LeBron, and then we're adding, you know, other veteran players as well, it's like you have to take a deep dive into, you know, video, statistics, tendencies. I mean, there's so much stuff that goes in to fitting 15 guys together and creating, you know, one, putting them in a position to continue to have success. And then, you know, two, making sure everybody's a part of it and the chemistry's great. So, no, we have a lot on our plate, and that's an exciting thing to be tackling right now.
Is it at all concerning or nerve-wracking that the expectations have skyrocketed the way that they have? I mean, you guys haven't been a playoff team in a few years, and now LeBron comes on, and again, people are like, okay, this is who's going to compete for that top spot in the West, and maybe this is the team that can push around Golden State. It happens so quickly with one guy signing. Do you embrace that kind of new expectation or what?
No, I hear you. I think, you know, obviously there's always going to be some mixed emotions, but I mean, at the end of the day, that's the whole point that we're all in this, is to win and have a challenge and try to, you know, do the best you can and exceed expectations. And so, I mean, we're ecstatic. You know, obviously we want to be prepared and we want to make sure that we do a great job and meet those expectations. And so, you know, like from my standpoint, I mean, personally, I mean, I don't know if you can get a better opportunity in the NBA to coach one of the greatest players of all time. And so, you know, I'm treating it like that, and I'm going to do the best I can to kind of deliver on that and meet those expectations. And so, yeah, I'm excited about the opportunity, and I've been in grind mode ever since I found out.
So, Jesse, you've had to scheme against LeBron in the past. You know a lot about his tendencies. As fans, we know a lot about what makes him great. What don't we know about him as a player? What would a fan not know that coaches would appreciate about LeBron James?
Well, what I would say is, and I remember, you know, when I worked for George Karl, he would say this, and I didn't really fully understand it because I was younger, but the greatest players make the right play and the easy play 9 out of 10 times. And then, of course, they make the spectacular play that 10th time. But what LeBron, the beauty of LeBron is that he, now, Gray, obviously we see even in your guys' series, like those fadeaways. I mean, those things were incredible. But what he did throughout the last season, particularly, I mean, he had such an unbelievable season and through the playoffs, he just made the right play. I mean, he made everything so much easier for his teammates by making the right play at the right moment. The passes are exactly where they need to be at the right time. And that's just so hard to do for guys. You really have to be playing with such a brain out there to be able to do that. you know, us coaches, we're sitting there, we're watching film, we're studying, we're doing all this stuff. And for him to be able to do that live in the moment at the highest level, it's incredible to watch.
With Jesse Mirmas, the assistant coach for the Los Angeles Lakers, former assistant here in Toronto under Dwayne Casey. Lonzo Ball is a guy who's got immense talent. There's a reason he went second overall. Yet a lot of the focus outside of L.A. has been on his dad and LaVar Ball and the antics and the dramatics that come with that. Tell us more about him as a player, because I'm not sure enough people really, really know what this kid's all about. What did you make of Lonzo Ball as a rookie, and what do you expect out of him going forward?
Yeah, we were so pleased. You know, until you really get your hands on a guy, it's that in the coaching world, like, you don't really fully know. I mean, you can watch and study, but until you really get to coach with him, you know, coach him and interact. And he is so coachable. He listens. He's a great teammate. He was great in the locker room. He's unselfish, obviously. Like, and you know, it was a joyful experience. Obviously, he didn't play as many games as we would like because of some minor injuries. But you know, you can see. I mean, if you guys watch, like, when he is being himself and his instincts, I mean, they're world class. Like, on both sides of the ball, he just has. He has that special sauce that not very many guys have when it comes to just natural-born instincts of how to play the game. And he does some amazing things out there. And similar, you know, like what you're asking about with LeBron, there's a lot of things that Lonzo's doing out there on the court that is kind of below the surface, and you'd really have to have a deeper lens to really see how much he's impacting the game.
So you've been around the NBA for a decade now, been around the game all your life. We look at the West and see, you know, Golden State at the top, Houston right behind, Oklahoma City with a $300 million payroll now, San Antonio with, you know, still some guys that have been around and have won. Have you ever seen anything like one conference being like this? I think every active NBA MVP is in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it's gonna be incredible. I'm really... to see how many games, like what it's going to take win wise in the West and the playoffs, it's going to be such a dogfight. No, I don't think we've seen something like that, and I have really no idea what it's going to take to get in and how many wins. You know, it's just because with top to bottom of the conference, you know, being that strong with so many great players, it's going to be a dogfight. And I just think our level of preparation and all that stuff, I mean, you're just going to have to, every single night, you're going to have to bring it. And every game is going to be even more important and magnified because, you know, one or two losses, you know, could cost you. So it's going to be incredible. I think it'll be a fun ride for everyone involved and fun for the fans to watch.
Well, enjoy the rest of the summer, and the focus in the sports world will be on L.A. come the fall. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for doing this.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
There's Jesse Mirmas, Lakers assistant coach, former Raptors assistant coach.
I'll bet you I know what he's been doing since LeBron signed.
What do you think?
He's been watching the last 3 years of LeBron video. He's been watching Cleveland games, Miami games, to see what they ran, what he likes. Right? That's what you do, right? When you get a great player... You look at what he wants, what he likes,